Ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be fun to see what our weather forecast is going to be like this weekend into Monday. Let's bring in the guy who's going to tell us the news about the weekend weather, and Pat Pagano. Pat, nice to speak to you this morning.
Well, it's very nice speaking to you. I wish I had different or better news than we've been advertising all week long, but I don't.
But it sounds better. Actually, it does sound better today than it did on Monday.
Yeah, I guess so.
It really does. I mean, it's not perfect, but it sounds much better than it could have been.
Well, yeah, and look at it this way. It could be much better. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Today will be exceptional, sunny and warm, 85 to 90. Clear tonight, 60 to 65. Sun and cloud Saturday with late showers and thunderstorms. Anytime after 3 p.m. tomorrow, mid-80s. Sunday, cloudy and cooler with some rain or showers. This will be light, intermittent, 60s, maybe even falling into the 50s, Marshall, on Sunday. Then Monday, Memorial Day, cloudy with showers, could be a little brightening late in the day, just as you're packing the car, ready to go home. That's probably when it'll clear up. 65 to 70, that leaves Tuesday to be a nice day.
But Monday, it's not a steady rain, it's just some showers and drizzle, right?
Some showers and drizzle. Mainly more drizzle than showers.
So it's not really going to affect the parades, because one thing we know about our veterans that march in these parades, they're tough, they're weathered, they served their country, and they'll be able to walk in a little bit of a shower spritz.
I think that will be the case. Mm-hmm. I have a nice, comfortable, warm house here that has indoor plumbing and electric. And I'm going to head to my lake house tomorrow, and I'm positive it is going to rain all tomorrow night, and then of course just be drizzly on Sunday. So I ask myself, why would I stay there? I mean, if I knew Sunday was going to turn sunny and warm, I'd say, well, then I'm going to stick it out, Saturday night, and enjoy the day on Sunday. But that's not going to be the case. So I think I'll go up, bring home a lot more stuff up, clean the place out, because even though we found it spotlessly clean last week, I will still, make sure I wash all the floors, dust, the whole bit, get everything spanking clean, and then probably go out to eat with a few friends up there that I haven't seen, and drive home tomorrow night, and probably spend the rest of the weekend at home.
See, now, the reason you can do this, and you can do this with great comfort, is because you move so much closer.
That is correct. Right. Because if I was back on Long Island, you're right. If I was back on Long Island, I'd have second thoughts about going, back with the bridges and everything like that. But the fact that I don't have to deal with that, yes, you're absolutely right.
That makes all the difference in the world.
Right.
And your sister still hasn't visited.
No.
And she won't.
I don't. It's funny because the younger of my two sisters, who's married and has the kids, she's planning to come up here, I think in June, during the week. She's taking a week off, her and her husband, and they said that they're going to, come up early during the day and then leave in the evening, after the traffic. And she told my other sister. And my other sister, well, how am I supposed to come? I'm in school, because she's a teacher's aide. Mm. And, my sister said to her, listen, I'm telling you in advance.
Take the day off.
Take the day off. It's the end of school. They'll be testing kids and stuff like that. Take the day off. So we'll see what happens there. Mm. I felt bad for my younger sister yesterday, because her dog is a chocolate lab. Yeah. And Ellie is probably the sweetest dog you will ever meet in your life. She's 3 years old, and she just loves everybody. This dog wouldn't bite a fly. That's how, and she had a cough, a persistent cough. They brought her in. They took an x-ray. They didn't like what they see. They said, you have to bring it back in. We have to do a sonogram. So they did the sonogram yesterday, and they found, I think, that the valve of the heart is not pumping the way it should. So the heart basically, and she's three, going to be three. The heart is like working at about a 60% capacity.
Yeah.
So they're going to give her three different medications.
Yep. They'll be able to control that.
They will. Now, and now my question to you, since you have so much experience, does that shorten their life or?
Yeah, of course it's going to affect life. You know, labs have a short lifespan. They're very prone to cancer, and they normally, you know, most labs, most people I know that have labs, 10, 11, 12, 13 years old. So it might shorten her lifespan to you know, 8 or 9 or 10 if she handles the medicine well.
Okay.
And lifestyle. It all depends, you know, how her lifestyle is.
Can I pass that on? And if you get a chance, Marshall, because I know you know, email me a good place for her to get these medications, because she can't continue to buy those from the vet.
I'll have Jill do it. Jill's the expert on that.
I'd appreciate that, because she's got to get every single month. It's going to cost her like over $200 in medications.
I'll have Jill do that, because she's the expert on that.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I hope my forecast is dead wrong for Sunday and Monday. And when we get together on Tuesday, you'll say to me, Pat, I have I really hate to tell you this, but you were wrong.
Well, I want you to know my memorial party started early last night at 8:30. At 8:32, 400 to 500 pound bear decided to come around the house, walk around the house, and then leave. And then 5 minutes later, bear number two, slightly larger, probably 5 to 550, comes ambling in the back. Now, this bear hung around the house for about 5 minutes, and my dogs smelled it, and they went crazy. They went crazy because they could smell it. They didn't see it. I had them away from all the windows. The bear hung around one side of the house, then the back side of the house, or the other side of the house, and then exited by the front of the house. But the bear was around the house for about 8 or 9 minutes, and like I said, the dogs went absolutely bonkers. But to go to my Facebook page, you'll see a video of both bears.
Oh, you do? Okay, great. Yeah, I like to see that.
All right. Hey, Pat, have a good weekend. Now, you're not working Monday, right?
No, Anthony J. will be on, so he'll be here. And I'll see you on Tuesday. And thank Jill in advance for sending me info.
All right, Pat. Have a great weekend.
Okay, you too, Marshall. Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.